Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Here we are. It's Friday night, folks. If you're listening tonight, you're definitely one of the hardcore listeners, one of the true supporters of the Duke Machado Show. And Friday night, I remember high school days, there's football going on in Texas on Friday nights. And I remember after the game, some of those little get-togethers that we would have, those were historic get-togethers. And so, you know, tonight I'm joined by my sister, Tanya. Tanya is from San Marcos. We're both born and raised in San Marcos, and then we're up here in Waco with my mother, and visiting, hanging out over the weekend, and so I surprised her, and now she's on my program. Welcome to the show, my sister.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, my brother.
It's going to be interesting. Yes, yes. You know what happens on Blog Talk stays on Blog Talk, but then everyone gets to go back and listen to the archive. So, just real quick, I want you, if you're listening to the program here, go to my Facebook page and like the Duke Machado Show. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's at Duke Machado 1, just the number 1. And send me some messages, send me some tweets, and I'll tweet you back. So here we are. You know, my sister has been asking me, what is the topic for tonight? And I said, you know, it's just wide open. We're going to talk about anything. We can talk about presidential candidates. We could talk about things that are happening around the world. We can talk about things that are happening in our own Hispanic community. I'll leave it up to you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think we can talk about things that are happening in our Hispanic community.
Well,
I know that that's been one of
what
the...
What do you see going on?
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of, you know, in San Marcos, I actually live in Seguin, but working in San Marcos, knowing some of the people that are running for city council or for whatever is going on there, there's for some reason they are at odds with each other. You know, I've heard some little, you know, some words that shouldn't. I just don't understand why they would want to be at odds and say things to each other that, you know, basically, like, let's say there was one person for one side saying, you know, those are my people. Why are you coming over here and talking to them? You know, what, you know, stuff like that. I'm thinking people shouldn't be that way. I mean, they're not owned. No, exactly. They're not owned. And it was just weird to hear that it was a friend of mine who actually was a person who, pretty much said, you know, this is my area. They're, you know, these are my people, but that's not the case. I mean, they're both Hispanic. They both have a fair shot at it, and one guy is just being a little, I think, a little greedy. And I don't know why they want to be that way. I mean,
it's a city council race, so it's nonpartisan. They're not Republican or Democrat, right?
No, it's city council.
Yeah, but still, I know San Marcos is heavy Democrat.
Heavy Democrat, yes.
So they kind
heavy
of feel
Democrat.
Like they're entitled. They kind of feel like they're entitled to the Hispanic vote, and when someone goes in there trying to take their votes, they get offended.
Yes, they do. That's exactly what happens.
Well, politics is, you know, it's dirty. And you see it with the presidential candidates. they're starting to get dirtier and dirtier, and the way they're coming after some of the candidates, like Ben Carson. You know, Ben Carson doesn't want to hurt anyone. The way they're coming after him, they make it seem like he's really this vicious sort of a guy, and you know, they have to discredit him because he's saying things like what the comment that he made about a Muslim president that people are relating to, and then he said, I made the comment about the shooting in Oregon that, you know, he would have attacked the shooter. He would have tried to do something. And, you know, now they want to make it seem like he thinks that the victims should have attacked. I don't know. It's just funny how everyone is so easy to jump on someone else these days. But running on the record, I don't know. I don't see it. But, you know, you talk about Hispanics, or we were talking about Hispanics. We're to blame for a lot of things that happen in our community, and we expect, it's like we expect other people to fix our problems. What do you think of that?
Well, I actually never thought about that. I don't really expect anyone else to fix my problems. I try to do that on my own, but maybe I'm just a different breed.
Well, I mean, it's a, you know, some people feel like they need to work for their living, and other people don't feel like they need to work. You know, Grandpa would always tell us, you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah, and that's why we
don't want to work now.
You know what? That's very true. That's very true. We have, I think we were talking about something like that earlier today regarding how when a person is used to working and they know what they want and they know in order to get what they want, they have to work for it. When nowadays you have, you know, younger kids, I mean, I'm 46, but I see kids at 24 years old that have graduated from college and, you know, are can't get that job because their parents paid for them to just go to school. And so when it's time to work, they don't want to work because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to work. They're lazy. They don't want to wake up early in the morning. They don't want to get up and make that cheddar when you know that you have to in order to get what you want. Luckily, we were taught, even if we didn't want to, wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get up and go make those tortillas, help with our family business, and learn to make whatever money we needed in order to get whatever we wanted. Like you used to like to make your little money to go buy those little plastic toy soldiers so you can also buy some BBs with your BB gun and shoot them.
Yeah. And the banana split from Dairy Queen across the street.
And the banana split across the street, yep. Yeah, we used to, you know, or just the regular bubble gum, you know, just to go down to the corner little store and gotcha thorns to go get us some bubble gum or something. But we knew what it was like, and I think that people nowadays just don't instill that into their children, and hence we have adults, I mean, they're young adults, that don't know how to work and how to communicate with others, how to get what they need to get done. I mean, it's amazing how so many college graduates do not know how to communicate or even try to get a job or just work. They don't want to. They get this college degree and then they accept a job that pays $10 an hour because it's a job. But yet they got a $60,000, $70,000 debt that they have to pay. But they can't get jobs because why? they are lazy and they don't know what to do. They're lazy. Their parents supported them throughout the whole time during school. Most of them, not saying all, but most, they're just lazy. And I'm just very thankful that our grandparents, our parents, or our mother instilled in us to work hard, to get up in the morning, do what we got to do, to get things done, to get what we want or need. So.
Well, it was the, we felt like we were all pitching in. You know, one of the things I remember the most was at Christmas season, how Grandpa would come back with all the fruit in the baskets and all the colored paper, and we would make all the baskets. And then after closing time, he said that he'd let us stay up and stay open, and whatever we could sell after a certain time, he would let us keep that.
Oh yeah.
And with Christmas around the corner, man, you know, there's like you say, BB guns, Tonka trucks, you name it. Evil Knievel motorcycle guys, and just giving us that.
House.
Oh yeah, just giving us that opportunity. Kind of was teaching us to be hungry for it. That we could, if we wanted to work, that we could have things. I I'm in the car business. You're in the legal business, and it's just not. I run into people. Sure, they handle their business, and I can sell them cars. But I'm always surprised at how many people that I do meet that are only on SSI or only living in government housing and paying $40 a month for rent. To me, they seem trapped.
Well, I think what happens is that, I know several people that way, and I think that they weren't instilled the kind of values that we were instilled in us. You know, maybe they came from that family that just strictly was on, welfare or for whatever reason, their family members never gave them that oomph. Like, yes, we may be here for now, but you should want to get out of that and not be on that. I mean, I think that they just, it all comes down to family. You know, your family should be able to help you and make, the family should be able to be there and say, you know what, this needs to, you need to get better. Somebody needs to get better. But if you don't have your family or anybody sticking behind you, well, then you're just going to be like, well, forget it. This is all I can do. This is all I'm going to do. But when bottom line is everybody can do better, and you don't have to be on welfare. And I feel like the only people that should be are people that are older, people that can't work anymore, they can't really support themselves. I can see somebody needing a little assistance for a little bit of time, but after that, enough is enough. Get up, get out, and start working. Because not everybody wants.
But what if they don't? Well, what if they don't? What if they say, why should I? I keep getting that check, Cuddy. I just get that check.
Well, then it's the government's fault. It's the government's fault.
Yeah, I think we should put a limit on the time, and I think we should implement random drug testing.
I've seen so many, I don't use drugs, so the random drug testing thing to me is just, I mean, depending on your job is what I think. I think random drug testing needs to be for, not for everything, but for certain jobs that require detail, I mean, attention, and, places that, you could hurt yourself if you had been using drugs. But I don't think it should be like, that shouldn't be for everything.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, maybe it makes us feel better knowing that at least our tax money isn't going to feed addicts and things like that who are just stuck in welfare and have no desire to ever get out,
or to sell their Lone Star
food stamps,
food stamps for cash. It's amazing how many people that actually do that, and but then they come back and say, hey, do you have some bread? I'm like, okay, well, didn't you, why are you selling your food stamps? That's what they're for. They're for to feed your kids and. Why are you going to, it's amazing we do know people like that.
and they're everywhere, unfortunately, and it seems like there's more and more of them. But, hey, we got to take a mandatory break here. When we come back, I want to talk about immigration and then some of the presidential candidates. So you guys don't go away. We will be right back.
One disease. Millions of lives permanently disrupted.
How is that,
today,
brother? Am I sounding okay?
There are over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. But Alzheimer's is taking more than memories. It's taking lives. What few realize is that Alzheimer's kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. And Alzheimer's is the only disease in the top 10 causes of death that can't be slowed, stopped, or prevented. From 2000 to 2013, while deaths from other diseases decreased significantly, Alzheimer's deaths increased 71%. But equally disturbing, many living with Alzheimer's say they are not being told their diagnosis. While more than 90% of people with the most common types of cancer say they are told their diagnosis, only 45% of people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers say they are told. The economic toll is staggering, too. In 2015, it will cost the nation $226 billion to care for people with Alzheimer's. By 2030, 72 million baby boomers will reach an age of greater risk. The fact is, everyone's at risk for Alzheimer's, even you. But everyone can help, especially you. We're the Alzheimer's Association, the brains behind saving yours. Join us.
That's right. That's how we do it, folks. We bring in the tracks, the hot tracks, only hot tracks on the Duke Machado Show. I know someone wants to try to freestyle to that, but you might find me on Facebook and let me know, and I'll send you a track or two. But for now, we're just going to continue. We're going to continue our conversation here with my sister Tanya. I'm calling her Texas non-political Latina. What do you think of that description?
That's exactly who I am, non-political.
Okay, so as a non-political person, tell me what your thoughts are of the presidential candidates so far.
I think they're all jokes. They're all a joke. And I can't really, I guess it's such a joke, I don't even pay attention. it just doesn't appeal to me to listen to either one of them.
From either side, yeah.
From either side.
At what point do you think?
You know, when they say a vote, every vote counts. I mean, I'm just like, I really don't want mine to count for anything. It's just, bleh.
Yeah, that's what my show was about last night. Did you know that in 1807 in the United States, women lost the right to vote? And it took 113 years of trying to get it back before they could in 1919. It seems to me like, you know, something that was fought so hard to try to get shouldn't be wasted. And
well,
I think every vote does have, every vote does matter.
We shouldn't have such wasted politicians. You know, I just don't agree with any of them. I think they're all a joke. I'm not saying that I'm gonna waste. I mean, I just don't feel like voting this year for some reason. I mean, I'm glad that we're able to vote. I'm glad that I'm able to vote. I have, and I've always voted ever since I was able to. Cam Antinos. And then just this year, these group of politicians just
I'm gonna throw some names out there. First, on the Democrat side, you've got Bernie Sanders.
I like Bernie Sanders because he seems like he's more for the people, and he does have some good he just seems really down to earth. Like, he's not really trying to hide anything. He's not in any big scandals. He just seems more of a presidential type. That's probably the only one I did listen to when he was, I forgot what city he was in, and I left it on that channel. Maybe it was New Hampshire.
Well, but you know, the thing about him is that he's a socialist, and you know, socialists don't like capitalists. People, you know, how basically a socialist would have a whole society filled with people on welfare. That's what they want. And he's talking about government programs, and he's talking about this and that. And just like Obama, all about the people. But what's risen more, there's more people on welfare now. There's more people out of jobs now. And
But why are they out
their
of
tech?
I mean, you know, I've seen, I don't understand. It's all just laziness. It's all in the person. Because just coming to visit you, every couple of places that we had to stop for one reason or another, because either I wanted a candy, and I shouldn't be having candy. There was now hiring. And, I mean, they're hired. There's places everybody can get a job. It's just the person. They're lazy. And maybe they're not on welfare or for whatever reason, but some people are just lazy. They're just lazy, and
yeah,
they don't want to work.
Well, and that's,
I understand what you're saying.
And that's
about
not good. Yeah, that's
Sanders,
not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good. But, you know, I mean, God,
what about Hillary Clinton? Does she stand a chance?
I don't think so. I really don't think she even stands a chance.
Why not?
I mean, she's got so much. She's got, it's just a bunch of, this is just a whole
scandals.
Bunch of group of people, all the scandals. I mean.
What about on the other side, like you say, Ben Carson? Ben Carson doesn't have any scandal. Married the same woman, 40 years, neurosurgeon, successful. Marco Rubio.
I haven't really paid attention to Rubio.
What about Ted Cruz?
I don't.
What was that?
Here's the bottom line. I honestly don't like anybody. I just don't. If anything, I hear you when you were talking about Bernie, but I feel more, I'm leaning towards more that, towards him. More than anybody else. I mean, Donald Trump, please. Anybody else? I mean, Bush, no. He's the dumbest of the Bushes.
But what were you going to say about Marco Rubio?
I have not really paid any attention to him. I think that I just really lost interest with all of Trump, all of his noise. And kind of lost focus. And then Ted Cruz, all of his, you know, babbling. I just never, I haven't even really read up on Rubio at all.
Well, and you know what? That's honest, and it's probably where a lot of people still are. You know, the presidential race is until November 2016, so we're still a long ways off from that, over a year. So it is a little bit early, but this is the whole thing. You know, Hispanics, we cannot be coming in last place anymore. We don't pay attention enough. In our normal lives, and we don't get involved, and we let other people make decisions for us.
But you
and
know, let me tell you,
I would like to change
that. True, because I remember. I mean, I'm of course, you know, I remember back when I was in, I want to say I was in the second grade, and when we voted, you know, when you're in grade school, sometimes they have you vote for the president. Or whatever president, you know, you want to vote for, or whatever. And when you're talking about, like, how us Hispanics are, like, not getting involved and not doing this, that, and the other, but things, you know, in school, when I went to school, we learned about, you know, politics.
Civics and government.
We learned all about all that. And we learned that we do have the right, or we do have rights to do so, and we should go out there, and they teach you about that. But for some reason, the kids that go to school or for whatever reason, they have strayed away from doing what they have the right to do. Because people, they think that they can't vote, or maybe they don't, maybe they don't understand.
They've been conditioned. No, I think they've been conditioned, and this is an attack. It's an attack by socialists on our youth, on people. It's been going on for 30 years. It's called progressivism, and they're all around. They're in our schools. They're taking over little by little. And Bernie Sanders is their leader. So I hope you don't vote for Bernie, but I've got faith that we still have a lot of time. Thanks for joining me tonight, and I think now we're going to go sit in the living room and catch up on things. Folks, thank you for tuning in every weeknight, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Duke Machado Show. I am the host, Duke Machado, and I'm out of here.
Love.